This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A response from both Iran and Canada after Iran's Revolutionary Guard acknowledged it downed a Ukrainian passenger plane last Wednesday, killing all 176 on board. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a presentation broadcast on Iranian state television, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his unit had been prepared for an all-out conflict that night. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh took full responsibility, saying a member of his team had mistaken the Ukrainian jet for an incoming cruise missile. However, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also blamed the incident on threats and bullying by the United States.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's spoken to both Rouhani and President Trump.
What we are calling for now is a de-escalation.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Trump Saturday tweeted support for the Iranian people in Farsi and in English as they took to the streets after the government admitted unintentionally shooting down the Ukrainian jetliner. On Saturday evening, police dispersed students who had converged on a university in Tehran to pay tribute to the victims after some among the hundreds shouted slogans. Earlier in the first official U.S. statement after Iran's admission, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo posted on Twitter a video of the protest in Tehran. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers Saturday and injured two others. NATO's Resolute Support Mission said the service members were conducting operations in southern Kandahar province when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device, also known as an IED. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for planting that bomb in an Afghan province that hosts a major U.S. military base there. More at voanews.com. This is